Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With Podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network. So I have been in such a holiday spirit lately.
I have too.
I've been Christmas shopping and, you know, going out and about and seeing everything, you know, all the decorations. And then of course, BTS put out their Butter Holiday remix. And my husband and I put that on right as we were pulling up to the mall to Christmas shop. And it just put us right in the right mood to go out there and find those presents. And it's such a great song.
Yeah, it really
it's so
embodies
fun.
The cheery spirit. You know? Like when Corey and I went out, we went and looked at Christmas lights and stuff. We were blaring that. And Corey really likes the remix too. I like the bells in it. Mm-hmm. It has the right scents that sound very like Christmassy.
Yeah.
So I love
the
it
bells.
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it. I'm glad that they put that out. It's like, okay, another reason to stream Butter.
Yeah. The heart for like the Butter is a snowman.
I know, so cute. So we wanted to take this opportunity to wish all of you Iconics a happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, for the first time in years, I have notifications turned on Instagram, and it's all for BTS.
It's all for BTS. Or for the first time in years, I have Instagram notifs turned off because I'm so overwhelmed by BTS, obviously.
So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
All right. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about BTS's quote-on break that they've had so far. We're going to be getting into a lot of the content that's been released despite the fact that they're on a break. So a lot of their Instagram posts. We'll kind of cover some of night 3 and night 4 of the LA concerts. We're going to get into Super Tuna, have to talk about Jin's birthday and that release. Just kind of a mixed match of different stuff that's been happening. It's almost kind of like a spotisode, but it's just the BTS break.
Yeah. I mean, really, central focus is everything they've been flooring us with over break. Mm-hmm. But before we do get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to cool features on our Patreon, like the monthly Iconic Hangout, which is coming up next Monday on December 20th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in the Iconic Hangouts, we talk about anything going on with BTS, but really it's a time for you guys to hang out and for you guys to converse. And we're just there to facilitate and guide convo. Mm-hmm. The first one that we did last month was a blast.
It was a huge success.
It was really, really fun. And we would love to have more of you this month.
Yeah, it's for patrons of $5 or
$5 more. Yeah, and then, you know, another new feature that we have is the sound check, which is for patrons of $10 or more. And typically, before we record an episode, we always do a little chit chat, just catching up or, you know, whatever. And it could be a couple minutes long, five minutes long or so, but we record our sound check conversation. And this week, you can learn about how much BTS really affected me from the concert and that Bethany might be becoming a multi-stan.
Yeah.
Like, so the sound check convos are really fun and would encourage you to join for the $10 patron or up to get them. But you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingBTS podcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. But really, any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you guys so much. Also, I think we're almost to like 600 reviews on iTunes. So that means another bonus episode coming up soon where you guys vote on the topic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's exciting. And it's always fun to see what topic Iconics vote for. Mm-hmm. So our charity of the month for December, let's get into it because we kind of skipped it on the last episode.
Yeah, we did.
Coming out of the concert. So ARMY has been donating to this charity, Live Free 999, in honor of Juice WRLD and his recent posthumous album release. The album is called Fighting Demons. In addition to BTS and Juice WRLD's history of making All Night together, Suga also worked on Girl of My Dreams on this posthumous album. That's why this month we've also chosen to donate to Live Free 999. Live Free 999 honors Jared Juice WRLD Higgins and supports young people in their battles with addiction, anxiety, and depression. Here's their mission. Our mission is to support programs that provide preventative measures and positive avenues to address mental health challenges and substance dependency. Through financial grants and partnerships, Live Free 999 will bolster organizations providing positive mental health treatments and alternatives to drug use. Beyond providing financial support, Live Free 999 wants to continue the conversation around mental health and addiction. So this charity organization was started by Jared's mother, Carmela Wallace, and she did it to support young people in their battles and to do so with love, joy, and emotional honesty. I really love this quote from her about the charity. She hopes with Live Free 999, she can help those suffering in silence. She explained how Juice WRLD touched the world, but Jared was my son. As a mother working through the pain of losing a child, she feels it is her duty to reach out and help those going through what he went through. It is okay to not be okay, and Carmela wants you to know that there are people here to listen. So you can visit the official website, livefree999.org, to learn more, or you can find a direct donation link in the description of this episode or in our Google Doc.
Yeah. What a great cause to support. Also, that quote from Carmela, and to know that she, as the mother, started this, this whole organization after, losing her son. And so it's just, I see, ARMY and Juice WRLD's fandoms coming together and supporting and seeing all of the producers who worked alongside Juice WRLD, seeing how ARMY is supporting this cause with so much support by donating. It's just amazing. So honestly, even though we didn't have a charity of the month last month, I felt this is the reason why. I'm so excited to be donating to this month. It's
wonderful. Glad that it was postponed a couple weeks because otherwise we wouldn't have had this opportunity. Yeah, because the album hadn't been released yet. But definitely, we will be supporting it, and we encourage you, Iconics, to donate to Live Free 999.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's, get into the episode a little bit more.
Yeah.
Oh, post-concert depression.
Yeah.
Hit me like a brick.
Yeah.
The second we got back into Kansas City, I was just like not in a good mood.
Oh God.
Like, I'm not going to talk about all of it, but leaving the airport was just awful and just terrible. It took an hour and a half to leave like this small Kansas City airport. It is not a big airport. And it took forever to leave.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I had Tuesday off work. And so I like slept in. I was super chill all day trying to like, you know, catch up on sleep from the weekend, rest up from the weekend. But because I think I had all that time, like I couldn't hit the ground running. I had to go right back to work. That post-concert depression really had time to sink in. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about how amazing the concert was, how amazing the whole weekend was.
We had so many moments just in our friendship too. Like driving from spot to spot, like in the car crying to each other from just gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally on the way to Koreatown on Monday. Or like, I mean, it felt like where we would take drives in college, you know, down the streets of Kansas City in your PT Cruiser.
Oh God.
You know, it was really great. It was such really a awesome high. Weekend. It was
That's
such
the
a
thing,
high.
Is that LA was such a high. It was the journey together, like traveling there, the concert, seeing BTS and over 2 years, meeting Iconics. It was like serious whiplash because on Tuesday I went back to work.
Oh yeah.
After getting, I didn't get home until like what, 3 a.m?
It was, I think it was like 2:15, 2:20 by the time we got you there.
Yeah. So maybe I was in bed by like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I had to wake up and go to work the next day and see patients. And it just was a real strong reality check of like, back damn, I'm back to like the grind here. And that whiplash really let that post-concert depression set in, like, damn, I really am just here at work again.
Yeah. And honestly, it's the price to pay, you know, like as we're sitting here talking about it, that's how I'm feeling. It's like, you know, to experience such high highs that we had in that weekend in LA, where literally every single moment was incredible and amazing and something that we will like really cherish for the rest of our lives. We should have that reality check when we come back. So we're like, all right, here, you know.
Yeah, we really, but we came down fast.
We did.
That's the thing.
We really did.
We're like, damn.
We had to face it soon.
But I feel like a lot of armies are experiencing this. Mm-hmm. Like they're experiencing that post-concert depression. Definitely. It's a thing. Yeah.
Definitely. But we did have some honorable mentions from like night 3 and night 4 that we wanted to talk about. Obviously we weren't there, but we did see stuff online. We watched some of night 4 online as well before we honestly fell asleep because we were so tired still from the whole weekend. But on night 3, Halsey attended the concert. She did not perform, but she did attend the concert, which was amazing.
Yeah. It was cool to see her there.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to see BTS.
Which was cool. Yeah. I love that.
She wasn't performing or anything. She just wanted to go to a BTS concert.
Yeah, the mutual support there. Also, for the encore for night 3, they performed Spring Day, Answer Love Myself, and Permission to Dance. So they got kind of a little mix of what like day 1 and day 3 got with the Love Myself Answer from night 1 and the Spring Day from night 2. So, and then of course, Permission to Dance.
Yeah. And then night 4 for the encore, they did Home, Microcosmos, Permission to Dance. And then My Universe was the last song to be performed. So as Permission to Dance ended and faded out, Coldplay then came out on stage and performed with BTS for My Universe. We were anticipating this.
Yeah, we knew it.
Yeah, we kind of had speculated it with other Iconics at our last virtual hangout. So it was neat to see that, like, fantasy come true.
Yes. And, I mean, that whole last encore of night 4, what an incredible encore set with those songs leading up to
My Universe and Home. Yeah. God, I love Home.
Home. yeah. Perfect.
The perfect songs for the last night.
Yeah, to go out and to, you know, to cap the whole 4 shows off. I thought that was really, really great.
Yeah. Army also surprised Jen for his birthday by turning their army bombs into moons. This was so thoughtful and just like endearing. Like, I don't know how it originally started, but boy, seeing that picture of Jen on stage and like looking out all like teary-eyed because he couldn't believe it, like this surprise for him, I teared up. Like, I was like, really?
Yeah.
He was so surprised. He had no idea. He was like, for my birthday?
Mm-hmm. He so deserves it.
Of course he does.
I'm so happy and proud of Day 4 Army that planned that and coordinated that and pulled that off, because what an amazing gift to give to him. Especially, like, I always think about something you said when we talked about the Map of the Soul 1 concerts, where when he was performing Moon, like, it felt so sad because that song deserved to be performed for Army. Mm-hmm. And now Moon has become such a thing between Jin and Army. So for Army to do the Moon, I just thought was so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did deserve to perform that in front of Army. He wrote it for Army. Mm-hmm. So to see all of the moons, I'm sure that just, like, really moved him. Yeah. Obviously it did.
Yeah, that's what, you know, brought the tears to his eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, Jin, for his birthday, he put out an amazing brand new hit track that went viral called Super Tuna. And it went viral on TikTok, and he really wished that it hadn't. And I guess he's kind of like, I don't know if he's embarrassed by it now or he just does not want it to be picked up more. But we think it's iconic.
It's so iconic and hilarious.
Yes. And he should have known that it was going to go viral. What did he expect? You can't show something like this to Army and expect us not to stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or make a dance challenge out of it, because the choreography is so catchy. Like, the choreography is infectious in its own.
Right.
But for, I think on Weverse, he ended up posting saying, no, there are many other songs, but why do you want to do the Super Tuna challenge?
Like, on TikTok.
On TikTok. And he's like, if this gets bigger, the company might suggest me to do a second version. So stop.
Oh, I just love Jin. He's like, please don't. The company will make me do more. Ugh.
Yeah.
But come on. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that his goofy personality is fully on display with a video like this. You know, I just think it was a conglomerate of so many things that he loves mashed together in this, like, couple minute long song, and it's perfection. I mean, the handmade shirts, incredible, top tier, like, artistry. I just, when I noticed the handmade shirts on each of, like, Jin and the two backup dancers, they all had a different shirt. I was like, wow, amazing. Like, they really put thought into it, you know?
I love the originality. Like, they have just, like, the plain white tees where they went and got some markers and just, like, hand drew some fish, like tuna fish, onto it. Classy and just incredible.
Yeah,
of course.
Yes.
But for what made it for me was the choreography. Like, it felt like Jin really had a hand in the choreography and just the song in general, but, like, it's just hilarious, the choreo, especially when he's doing the reeling and casting of the fishing rod, and then he, like, puts his hand above his head like a tuna fin.
The tuna fin.
And then he, like, does, like, a side to side hip thrust. Uh-huh. Like, oh no.
Love it. You know that choreo is all him.
It's all him.
It's all him.
It's totally all him.
And the choreo is why this shit went viral. Yeah. I mean, it's so good.
Well, the song is catchy as shit, too.
Yeah, it is.
As hilarious as it is, like, the song really is catchy, and the choreo, I think, is genius. And Jin is just, like, casually put this together for fun for his birthday, and it goes viral.
Right. I mean, I think, like, the hand-drawn t-shirts really speak to how much it was thrown together, but somehow the production value is there. You know, it's, like, so good.
The production value is there. But it's the perfect blend of, like, Jin's personality and then his ultra hobby, which is fishing.
Yes.
And I just love the pairing of those two.
I love it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, any new BTS music is going to be well received, and even if it's just a silly song that Jin decides to put out for his birthday.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we do have the lyrics here for Super Tuna, but they're just in the doc. They're just fun and goofy and totally soaked in.
Yeah, if you want to know more about the lyrics, you can check out our Google Doc. I don't think we're going to run through it, but Super Tuna. Okay, so let's get into the announcement on BTS's Vacation. So this was put out through Weverse, and Big Hit Music put out a letter saying, hello, this is Big Hit Music. We would like to inform you that BTS is planning to take a second official extended period of rest since their first in 2019 after they complete their official schedule events for Permission to Dance on Stage LA. and the 2021 Jingle Ball Tour. BTS stayed active in order to engage with fans in 2020 and 2021 amidst the COVID-19 situation and achieved dazzling results to cement themselves as top global artists.
True.
Yes. This period of rest will provide the members of BTS who have tirelessly committed themselves to their activities a chance to get re-inspired and recharge with creative energy. Sorry, that just gave me like Ooh. 1 through 7 vibes. It will also be the first time for them since their debut to spend the holiday season with their families. We kindly ask once again that you show consideration for their need to enjoy ordinary and free everyday lives while solely concentrating on themselves, albeit for a short while during their period of rest. BTS will be focusing on preparing for the concert and release of the new album that will mark the beginning of a new chapter.
Ooh,
I know.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Like, so much anticipation around that. They are preparing for a concert this coming March to connect and communicate with the fans in person in Seoul. We would like to extend our deepest gratitude to all the fans who continue to cheer for BTS, and they will return as their best, healthiest selves after recharging so they can return all the love from their fans. Thank you.
Okay, a lot of info there in that message from Big Hit. Mostly that they are not only preparing for that concert that they teased at the end of Night 4, but also preparing for that new album that we've all been speculating about and that new chapter that also coincides with the Seven Fates Chaco new chapter and storylines.
Which Big Hit is already starting to release some of that Seven Fate Chaco content. Like, mm-hmm. We're already getting some pictures, getting some like quotes from, I don't know, like the video game or whatever, mm-hmm. but... yeah.
Exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah. So Permission to Dance Live in Seoul 2022 was announced at the end of Night 4 in LA. So we're, you know, we kind of have a lot of thoughts and feelings about this and a little bit of speculation because we wonder, like, you know, a lot of people were saying that the last concert in Seoul was supposed to be with fans, but because of COVID restrictions, fans were not able to attend for the last Permission to Dance on stage.
So then they did it fully online.
Right. So we're wondering, like, what's, you know, changing with restrictions in Korea right now that's going to allow them to have a concert in March? Or is it, like, cleared and sanctioned? Or, you know, I mean, what about like Omicron on the rise? Like,
yeah, you Omicron know. Is concerning.
Yeah,
but it might not be any different. Like, I don't know what it's like in Korea. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Omicron is here in the States. I guess I don't really follow that. I can't
yeah,
anymore.
I also cannot anymore.
My own mental health will take a toll if Definitely. I keep up with that stuff. But yeah, we really want the Korean army to be with BTS again. So I think that this just might be the only opportunity that they have. Like, March seemed like restrictions might be aligned with mm-hmm. their concert there if they do it in March. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
But I really hope that it all works out. Like, yeah. Nothing changes.
Right now, there still hasn't been a specific date set or at least a specific date released yet. So we're hoping that they do release a specific date soon so that way Korean armies can start buying tickets, you know, making preparations to go. Because we definitely want this to be able to happen for Korean armies. Like, you guys, they deserve it.
They
you
really
know?
Do deserve
they
it.
Really do.
We talked a lot about how like BTS, their first comeback concert, like after this COVID period was in the States. And mm-hmm. it's just like, surely they want to be like Taeyang. I really picture Taeyang at Night 4 being like, we're going to be with you again, you know, March next year.
Yeah.
This is going to happen in Seoul.
Yeah. You know, they want to.
Of course they do. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you had a good point also that maybe they want to be able to define the Permission to Dance live on stage as like a world tour with them having 4 shows in the States and 1 in Korea. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they could technically call it that. And, you know, it could be a little mini
it's
tour.
It's not just an American tour. This
right.
is like a world tour because they are world tourists, right. you know, like that is what they do.
That is who they are. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But we were also kind of speculating, how does the return of the Permission to Dance on stage in Seoul in March, how does that affect their comeback? Mm-hmm. And when will their comeback be?
Yeah.
Because the last album we had was B, which was in 2020, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so it's been some time. We had Butter and Permission to Dance with the singles mm-hmm. in 2021. So I was kind of speculating that maybe February of next year is when they would have their new album release.
Yeah.
But now with the break and with March being the Permission to Dance in Seoul concert, I'm not so sure.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, to me, it doesn't make sense for them to release an album before doing the Permission to Dance concert live in Seoul, because then they're going to have new music. So, like, will they change the set list then? Or do they want to deliver that same set list of all of the mega hits to their Korean army? Surely they do.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, to me, I don't foresee them coming back before that concert now. And, like, there was, you know, a good idea that you had, that Billboard is April 27th.
Yeah.
And although it crushes me to think that we could go from speculating about a sometime in February, like, I was really thinking mid-February, you
That's
know,
I was what
holding
I was
on to that
mm-hmm.
mid-February comeback. Like, they come back from break and then start teasing, and then, you know, by third week of February, they're come back, you know.
I'm not giving hope on that.
Oh, I am. I totally am. Now I feel like, but I love the idea of an April 27th comeback on a Billboard stage, because ever since BTS came back at Billboard with Fake Love, they've been coming back at an American Awards show. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they going to do now? Are they going to, like, do an Mnet comeback stage in 2022? No, they're not. You
yeah.
know?
I don't see them deferring away from that, but who knows? They might have their own stage that they create in themselves and
make
it their own.
Definitely an option, because they've been doing that.
Yeah, the fact that Billboard is in April and March is when they're going to do this, what I think would be the last Permission to Dance on stage concert.
Yeah.
Which maybe not. Who
the
knows? We could be totally
matches
off.
Up, you know, like, if we don't know how long this break is going to be. This big hit press release says a short break, but, you know, it's been since, like, post concerts. It's going to be through the holiday season. You know, it might be until the end of January, you know, and then they come back and they start, you know, finishing up their album, preparing for the last Permission to Dance on stage concert in Seoul. Mm-hmm. And then after that concert, then that's a perfect amount of time for, like, a promo release schedule
and
for comeback.
Yes. And to come back with a whole new concept,
yeah.
which is what that Weverse announcement sounded like. Like, this is going to be their next chapter, which
right.
Jungkook also hinted at that too.
Oh my God. I know we're going to talk about it later, but if the GQ Korea, how they look in those photos, are any hint about
no.
what we're in for the next chapter.
No, count me out.
We are not going to survive.
I'm going to quit. I'm quitting.
Oh, man.
Talk about quitting
yeah.
these Instagram accounts.
Literally.
Just so overwhelmed. But also, like, okay, it was already kind of hard to keep up with BTS, but now we have 7 Instagram accounts
mm-hmm.
where we're following all these Instagram accounts while they're also posting on Twitter in Weverse, and, like, you get big hit announcements mm-hmm. on top of it. It's like, where do I look? Where do I find it? Like, what is the original source of this information? Because I'm finding it secondhand on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know?
4 years ago, before Weverse, we would have been super content with just Twitter and just Instagram, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now it kind of is a lot to keep up with all 7 of them. But like I said, I have my Instagram notifications turned on for the first time in years. Like, I always have them turned off. I barely get on Instagram. And now I have, like, the bell notifications turned on for every member. I am terrified of missing them going live. Like, one of them going live, I need the instant notification to know, you know?
Exactly. Like, that's it for me, too. It's like, if they go live, I'm not missing that shit.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
But right, I've been loving it. I've been loving them on Instagram.
Oh, me too. As much as I'm complaining about how overwhelmed I am because of just, like, their hotness.
Yeah, it's the hotness. It's not the keeping up with the content. It's they are killing us.
Okay, but hello, the two members who are most active on Instagram lately have been Hobie and Taeyang, which
yeah.
are my biases. So
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm ruined. I'm, like, on the floor, like, gasping for air.
Yeah. Thank God they have comments turned off on posts, because Army would be a shit show in most of their comment sections. Yeah, literally. Like, yeah. We could not be trusted to comment underneath these photos.
I'm glad that they turned the comments off. Me too.
DMs are open, though. So if DMs, you want, yeah. If you want to DM them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take your shot. So for their handles, we have to go over their Instagram handles, which I just want to say, I love that they all have their own personal Instagrams.
Yes.
Like, I'm in huge favor of it. I was so excited to hear that they all get to, like, post their own photos, mm-hmm. at free will. They get to do what they want with their own personal social platforms, which, yeah. they haven't had up to this point. So Hobie, his Instagram handle is You Are My Hope, mm-hmm. but Army is spelled as in, like, Army. Mm-hmm. So cute. It's You Are My Hope, and Army's in it. It's so clever. And witty.
Like, and perfect for him.
He deserves all the props for coming, yes. up with that. Jungkook as well is very clever in his own way. He ends up spelling out the full alphabet, but he just leaves out J and K. I think he has like underscores in, yeah. place of the JK.
What a little shit.
Really, what a little shit. Like, it's the whole freaking alphabet.
Yeah.
But also funny and clever. Namjoon, his is Archive. Just perfect.
Yeah.
Archive.
What else could it be?
Yoongi is August D.
Love. Yes.
Taeyang's is THV.
Perf.
Like, Taeyang V. Mm-hmm. And then Jimin is J.M. Perfect.
Understated.
Simplicity.
Yeah.
Love it. And then Jin is just Jin.
Iconic.
Truly iconic.
Everything. Yeah, but ever since they got these Instagrams, I mean, the internet, like Twitter went fucking crazy, mm-hmm. and then they all, their Instagrams exploded in followers, you know, instantly, overnight.
Yeah.
And we have just been floored by everything they've been posting.
They've been posting a lot lately too. More than I expected, but they, yeah. started it right as their break happened. So how I'm seeing like the first beginnings of their Instagram is just like a photo journal of their break.
Mm-hmm.
And I love seeing it.
Me too. Yeah. Like how a lot of them, their first posts were like a post-concert post of like them sitting on a stage, or, you know, like Jimin blowing a kiss out to the stands of SoFi, you know, and that was kind of like the ending of LA, or like saying goodbye to that moment for them in their Instagram storybook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's special to see those like concert moments from, mm-hmm. them. I just deep sigh, but I just have to get into the Taekook content that's been going on.
It needs to happen.
It's been overwhelming. Like all us Taekookers, like I feel like we get shut down so hard, which I get it. Like a lot of us are DeLulu, but like the Taekook content has been overwhelming. It started with Taeyang. He had posted this like picture from the Late Show on James Gordon of him and Jungkook. And I think it is the best, like, superior Taekook Seokha that's ever happened.
Yes.
Like, we see Jungkook with, like, the eyebrow piercing and the lip piercing, and he's smirking while also, like, looking so manly with his, like, strong, like, mm-hmm. jawline and everything. And then you see Taeyang behind him with his arm around him and this floral print, like, shirt with his neck fully exposed, just looking gorgeous.
Yes.
Like, seriously gorgeous, like just glimmering.
Jungkook is winking too.
Oh, Jungkook is winking.
He's winking. I yes. mean, it's just, it's too much. It's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could live in this moment staring at this photo for ages.
I am in this moment for the, yeah, rest of my life. Like, I think I'm here forever.
You're just going to circle back.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like, when I think of all like the Taekook, like AU's fanfics, like this is the Taekook most fanfic writers are seeing. It's just the best.
They
I'm
look so
happy with
perfect
it.
Perfect. Yeah. So hot. And
thank
just,
you for sharing it.
Yes. Thank you, Taekook.
And then Jungkook posted a picture of him with Taeyang, like a mirror selfie. I don't know what it's from exactly, but it's them standing side by side and they have a photo where they're being a little goofy too. But I'm just like, am I living in a dream right now? Like, what is happening? Why is there all of a sudden Taekook content? Yes. Like, it never happens. It's such a rarity.
And here it is. And you know what else? It's not just Taeyong. It's like also Jungkook. It's being reciprocated.
Mm-hmm. It's being reciprocated. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing, yeah. And it's been wrecking me too. So
yeah, yeah, so grateful. But yeah. Taeyong truthfully is unhinged
on his Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. On his Instagram, I made a post saying like I'm either logging off or he needs to be suspended from the internet. Which don't suspend him because I know he's notorious for like deleting photos after he posts them. Please keep them there.
Yeah,
please keep them. I'm grateful. But, like, I need a break. I need a break from their break.
Yeah. Every single thing that he posts, you are dying over it. I mean, I am too. We all are.
Well, when we got together, you were like, man, I haven't been on Instagram. I haven't been, you know, like, really connected with social media. I'm like, Kayla, I've been dying. I've been struggling this whole week because mm-hmm. all the content we're getting, I'm just, I don't know how to process all of it. Like, you don't have time to process it before they, like, post on their story or they post on Weverse and then they're posting on Twitter. And then you're like, it's just content consumed all around.
Yeah.
But they're on a break.
I know. It's like they're on break, but we are getting no break. We are getting no break.
No rest.
No rest. 24/7. They're posting on Instagram at 3 a.m. Central Standard Time, and I am awake. I got the notification. I'm like, what's going on, Hobie?
Oh, wow. No one has done an Instagram live. I will say that. They haven't done that yet.
They have not done that
But yet. Who's to say it won't happen? But yeah, Taeyong went to Hawaii. What was so special about this, too, is he posted on, like, the Weaver story saying, like, thank you, ARMY, for pretending to not know and be considerate so that I can travel more comfortably in Hawaii mm-hmm. and the airport. Thank you. So it's like he saw ARMY's and they, like, didn't react or didn't spread that he was in Hawaii so that he could enjoy himself. Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, ARMY's in Hawaii, who didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, so that he could have a good time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He also posted on his Instagram story of him driving along the beach in a Mustang convertible, like top down, wind blowing in his luscious locks while he's listening and teasing his own original song.
How dare he? How dare he do this to us? Literally, are you kidding? Like, he's like the man of my dreams doing this mm-hmm. in the Mustang convertible, like singing this amazing song.
In actual paradise.
I can't believe him.
Yeah.
When you say unhinged, like, it is an accurate description.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the last straw for me, truly, when I was like, I'm going offline, was when he posted this like V-cut of where he... Oh my gosh, I don't even know what it's from. I don't know if it's from like Season's Greetings, but he's kind of like a gypsy type clothing, like, you know, like tarot card readings-esque is what I'm gathering from him. But it's his own like behind the scenes photos. And he's got this like robe, like the hood of the robe draped over his eyes, neck back, like he's like tilting his head back, neck is fully exposed, and then smoke just like blowing out of his mouth, like his mouth agape, just what the fuck. What the fuck? Like, Kim Taeyong is unhinged.
Like, why is he posting this other than to truly make us suffer?
I can't get over his neck.
No.
Like, why is it so thick?
I can't get over his lips. His lips look amazing, especially mm-hmm. with the smoke. Like, damn. Hot damn.
Yeah, the smoke just, like, coming out of his mouth like that. Yeah.
Rude.
I can't talk about it anymore. Kayla, I warned you. I was like, I have Taekook and this Taeyong to cover. I don't know how I'm going to get through
it. No, it's fine.
But I made it through.
You did. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. You really made it through that, like a champ.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did. So I love Jin's Instagram so far. I don't know what exactly he's doing on break, but I know that he's eating well because at this point it's literally 50% food mm-hmm. already and his food looks amazing. And ARMY noticed that he had teeth marks in this like half seared onion on that was like in one of his photos. Like he was about to really chomp down and then was like, oh wait, hold on. I need to take a picture for Instagram. Uh-huh. And then he put it back, you know? So that's pretty funny, pretty gin chaotic energy right there.
Biting into an onion.
Yeah. Like literal indents from like his teeth, you know?
Just, I would have never noticed that.
Me neither.
But of course
Army notices. Yeah. Yeah. I also love seeing what Namjoon has been up to during break through his Instagram. And I just think that it's just so aptly named Archive, and the fact that he's like archiving his journeys through basically all of these different museums is the majority of his Instagram account. So he first went to the Chinati Foundation, the Rothko chapter, the Museum of Fine Arts, and the Mennell Collection, all in Houston. So that's where he headed after LA. And then he also posted pictures from the National Gallery of Art and the Glenstone Museum, both in and around Washington, D.C. So he was all over the place and experiencing a lot of very cool art on his journeys and his travels.
He was Namjoonie.
He was Namjoonie.
At all of these museums. Yeah. Very Namjoon.
Yeah.
And I do love like the archive, just like all of the aesthetic of it. It's very him. It's he also looks him. Super boyfriend in
he
all of his
so
photos.
He looks so boyfriend. He's so wrecking me. Mm-hmm. Especially like, I mean, he still has like some nature pics in there and whatever. I'm like, oh my God, he's just really out there living the dream. I'm just really happy to see him doing
I really
what he
think
loves
he's
to do.
The definition of perfection. Like, I don't understand I how he could be more like husband material. He's
literally
so perfect.
I'm in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love seeing him at like all those museums. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for him.
Hi, this is Bethany from Standing BTS. After you check out the latest episode of our show, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on Consequence Podcast Network, including The What Podcast, a weekly podcast by two Bonnaroo veterans exploring and highlighting the live music scene. Or Kyle Meredith With, where you can find interviews with all of your favorite musicians and bands. Hosted by Kyle Meredith, new episodes air weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Or Going There with Dr. Mike, an interview podcast series in which clinical psychologist and life coach Dr. Mike Friedman talks with musicians about the crossroads where music and mental health meet. Head over to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
So J-Hope has also been super active on Instagram and he's had like a strong vintage aesthetic to his Instagram. Like each post, the very first photo is a Polaroid.
Yeah.
And he's consistent with that. Like all the other pictures are just like normal photos, but he's got that vintage look with the Polaroid going on.
I love it.
Yeah. He also went to Hawaii and he went with his sister. And I think Taeyang was also there. Throughout, they kind of said that they were with family.
Yeah, they could have had other family members there too.
Mm-hmm. But we saw some cute photos of him and his sister together and just like taking pictures of each other. But now he's in quarantine. I'm pretty sure he's back in Korea. But something else about Hobie, or should I change it to Jay,
fucking
has been having he's been having these low cut shirt shots. Where, like, he's either, like, it's just a low-cut shirt or he's, like, shirtless with a robe on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's flashing extra collarbone and, like, chest skin.
Mm-mm.
Like, constantly.
Dude, I mean, it's literally, and it's, okay, because of the way his aesthetic is laid out, it's never, like, the first or second. It's always, like, the third or fourth picture. Or you get to the absolute last picture in, like, a five-picture post, and then you're just fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
Because he's showing all of this skin. It's overwhelming.
The picture of him in the robe.
No.
Where he's like eating some food and he literally puts the camera like in a chair across from him. Like, imagine you're here with me eating this food and I'm just like in a robe. Damn it.
Damn.
Don't put us there.
Stop. I mean, we're very, very, very grateful.
I mean, you know, it's just back and forth between grateful and I'm upset.
Yeah. Something I really like about the fact that he has like his own account is that he can have this own aesthetic and keep that same aesthetic through all of his posts. And each one of the members, since they do have their own accounts, are able to have like their own aesthetics and their own kind of style with posting. And that's something really unique that they really haven't gotten before.
That's
on a
amazing I'm saying is they haven't had like personal accounts, which I guess they have had on Weverse. But
it's not the same.
It's not like an account. It's where they're posting to their story or they're just like posting in the feed.
Right.
But it's not like an account that you can go to and you can just see just them. So it's a way for them to express themselves through pictures. I love that.
I love it too.
And I think it's so great that they get to start it during this like second break that they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to document their journeys and, you know, their break through photos.
And share what they want to share with us.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
One last thing about Hobie is he did post, I believe on Weverse, a picture of the bag, like one of those small bags that he loves, that Namjoon gifted him during Bon Voyage 3 in Malta. And he took a picture of it and said, "The day you can go back to Bon Voyage, please take it with you, ..
Aww.
And so he took this bag with him to Hawaii, and it was giving me major Bon Voyage 2 vibes, but you know I love BB2 in Hawaii.
Yes.
So I'm like, wow, he took this bag from Malta to Hawaii on his trip, and like it's a gift that Namjoon gave him. It's just like super special. Like, it's so thoughtful, too, for Hobie to have done this.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
So sweet.
So cute.
I really felt like BB2 was transformative for BTS. Like, I feel like there was a trip that was so transformative for them.
Yeah.
My own opinion. But I loved BB2.
Iconic. Yoongi's Instagram, for him, he doesn't post as often as the other members. I would say him and Jimin are the members that post the least frequently. Also with Yoongi, he doesn't really use captions. Like, he literally only used a caption on his very first post saying that like Instagram was really dark, and he has not used a caption on a single other post, which is great. We love a mysterious man. He did use an Instagram filter on one of his selkas that he posted, and he also did post to promote the release of Girl of My Dreams, which was the song that he did with Juice WRLD on Juice WRLD's album Fighting Demons. We know from Instagram, but not Suga's Instagram, that he met up with Lil Bibby, who is a rapper but also a record executive mogul that worked with Juice WRLD. So this was posted on Lil Bibby's Instagram account of them kind of meeting in the studio, Yoongi leaning into a computer, kind of staring intently at whatever's on the screen. And the photo was captioned, "Thanks, Suga, for joining the fight." So this is something that Yoongi probably did on his break. You know, post LA concerts, he met up with Lil Bibby and probably finalized his verse on this album and was able to, you know, finish that up before the album release, which was really special that he was able to be there and to work on Girl of My Dreams.
Yeah, to go to the studio and be with them in person to like really finalize the track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his verse in that track.
So
Girl of My Dreams, we just want to give our thoughts on this song because it is such a beautiful song. When I first listened through, I was like, wow, this song is gorgeous and packed full of emotion and just passion that you feel like for someone that you truly love.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I also feel like it's a little bit haunting or maybe even poignant to listen to. This song in particular, but really any song from this album, because it being a posthumous album.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really, I totally agree with you. Really beautiful song.
Yeah. Yoongi, he also spoke in the album trailer documentary about resonating with the songs and lyrics on this album. He said that, quote, "I loved his talent. I personally related a lot to the messages he tried to convey," talking about Juice WRLD. So knowing that, that they had worked on All Night together, and that was a song that BTS, I think, pursued Juice WRLD to be on, you know that BTS really resonated with his music and lyrics prior to any kind of collaboration. So I just think it's so meaningful that for this album to be coming out, you know, for Juice WRLD here, for Yoongi, you know, Suga to be on it is super meaningful and thoughtful that they thought of him, you know, to be on it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you because I think BTS is one of those artists that definitely work with people they only feel like resonate with things that they feel personally. And with Yoongi, that's things that Juice WRLD struggled with and things that Juice WRLD talked about in his music. And, you know, I love to see the mutual respect there between not only just like the management, you know, like the companies getting together and making this happen, but between like the fandoms. Like, I have a student who's a Juice WRLD fan who talked to me about this song on this album, like the day it came out. He was like, did you know that BTS had a song with Juice WRLD? And, you know, it piqued their interest and meant a lot to them. And, you know, I think that it means so much to Yoongi to be able to contribute to this album in this way. Like, I think they really did have, I think he had such a respect for Juice WRLD. And so what a great way for him to be able to honor him in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, his verse is really good and sad, you know? Yeah. So I want to read his verse and we're just going to kind of talk through it and interpret it, you know, kind mm-hmm. of as we go. So Yoongi said, another name of love is blue. While it's refreshing, sometimes it's cold. Always, love is accompanied with loneliness. Despite of being together, it can also feel lonely. I don't need it anymore. Sometimes, like a madman, one laughs too and cries too. And that was me too, so I'm thankful to you like this. Even fought so many times, not a carrot, but a stick. A chemistry too extreme, all just happenings that pass by. Love at its end draws to a close on realizing it was love. So this is a sad, to me, it's a sad verse, you know,
it is
about
sad.
Closing out that love, ending that love, and mm-hmm. thinking back on it at the same time.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like, you know, I know that this song is Girl of My Dreams, but it almost feels like Yoongi is sending this message to Juice WRLD, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that this, you know, mutual love and respect that they had for each other, he can only think about and it's gone, you know, it doesn't have to be gone, but it's just not accessible to him, you know?
Mm-hmm. A lyric that really pulled me in was the lyric of, despite being together, like with another person, it can also feel lonely. Like even having this companionship, this like extreme, you know, chemistry of love, it still feels lonely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that just goes back to all of Yoongi's lyrics and all of his talking about depression, because you can be totally in love with your partner and have a great life and still feel lonely just because of that mental health, mm-hmm. you know? Something that I thought was interesting was that the not a carrot but a stick is an idiom that works both in Korean and in English. Like there's a Korean counterpart that was translated almost a direct translation for these lyrics into English, where it's like you're chasing the carrot, but you know, you get the stick as a punishment. It's the reward, the risk reward type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was intelligent, you know, just
very intelligent and clever and genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a great little verse there by Yoongi in Girl of My Dreams.
Yeah.
And a wonderful song.
Like he didn't just put any old verse together. There was a lot of thought that put into it that really parallels with the song.
Yeah, totally. So the last Instagram account to talk about is Jimin. And he's pretty much MIA on his Instagram right now, which is totally fine. Like I said, I'm much the same. Like I literally am never on Instagram. I'm only on Instagram now for BTS. So you'll probably see me posting more if you follow me on my personal. But, you know, it's Jimin has, I think, two posts right now. And his most recent one was him like blowing a kiss to the stands at SoFi saying, love you all. And that was kind of like his goodbye for LA. So we don't know what he was up to during his break.
Mm-hmm. It's still going on.
It's still going on. But like, I mean,
he hasn't posted much on Instagram compared to like the other members, especially like Taeyong and J-Hope have been ridiculous with their posting.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much content from them.
Overwhelming.
Just so funny because I'm like, I love Instagram. Like that's my main form of social media that I'm on.
And
like,
so your biases are.
And my biases are like posting constantly.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Even
That's
though
Taeyong
was kind of skeptical of it at the beginning, he like went over to Weverse and was like, I don't know about this. Instagram recommended. Like,
yeah.
This is scary.
Yeah. Jimin did also post on Weverse, even though it was on Instagram, he posted on Weverse saying a thank you for all of the awards that they won at MAMA, which is a perfect time to talk about these award shows that BTS won so many awards at Melon and MAMA this year.
They did. So for the Melon Music Award, they won Song of the Year with Butter.
Boop, boop.
They won Top 10 Legendary Performance Idol 2018 stage,
hell
which
yeah.
I watched just before going into record because I'll never get old. Like, that'll never get old.
No,
I will
totally
continue to
deserving.
Rewatch that forever.
Yes.
They also won Best Collaboration with My Universe featuring Coldplay. They won Best Male Group. They got the Netizen Popularity Award and the Best Performance Director for Son Sung-duk, which he so deserves.
So much. And then at MAMA, they had a Daesang sweep at MAMA. So they won 9 awards
this year.
Holy
crazy.
Shit. They won, of course, Artist of the Year, Album of the Year for B, Song of the Year for Butter, Worldwide Icon of the Year, Best Male Group, Best Dance Performance Male Group, and Best Music Video, as well as TikTok Favorite Moment, and lastly, Worldwide Fans Choice Top 10. Wow.
What?
Go BTS!
Congrats,
yes.
BTS!
Insert applause here. Go BTS, yes. They totally knocked it out of the park. They have been working so hard. So they definitely deserve to get these awards this year.
Yes, they do. They weren't able to accept these awards in person because they were doing the tour in LA. And so they ended up recording their acceptance speech backstage for one of the LA shows because they were in their like full-on on attire, like the white outfits, and they ended up recording an acceptance speech then, but obviously they're very grateful for all of these awards. They couldn't be there in person because of all the quarantine restrictions, and they all have to quarantine for 10 days, and they're also on break for the first time in 2 years. So they should be traveling to Hawaii or wherever they want to go in this time.
If they wouldn't have gone on break and they would have tried to go back from LA to Korea to attend these award shows, they would have been in quarantine as the award shows were happening. So like it just wasn't realistic for them to be able to go to them, unfortunately, this year. This is the first time that they've missed them. I think we saw around that they may have missed one or the other at some point,
like,
but then
maybe
we were struggling to find
one
that.
Year or MAMA 1 year, but never like both, and it's been a while at least since their last time that they missed them.
And they've always performed too. So, it was definitely an interesting, I mean, the first year for us as ARMY that we didn't have like amazing Mela and MAMA BTS performances to watch.
Yeah.
So we are missing them a little bit here, but so happy
they're
that they're on break.
Epic and intense, like they go full out for those performances. So we miss them a little bit, but the trade-off, a MAMA and Melon performance versus seeing them in person live in concert.
Yeah.
Totally going to see them live in concert.
Yeah, we'll take it personally for us. Yeah.
We were just kind of talking about how, like, with COVID and everything, like, they don't really have as much, I guess they don't have as much of say in their schedule.
Yeah.
Because there's so many regulations and restrictions and mandatory, you know, stuff that's going on in the world that they just can't control. So their schedule isn't as flexible as it could be.
Yeah. So I think they did their best with what they had in this moment. And, unfortunately they had to miss those award shows, but I'm sure they'll be there next year. And, they are definitely well-deserving of the break that they're on right now. So
the awards that they won.
Yeah. And the awards that they
won.
Like
Song of the Year for sure. Butter. Like,
yes.
Come on.
Butter.
Butter. And I still listen to it.
Yes, of course. And Legendary Performance 2018, the Idol stage. Totally, 100% deserving. There is no more performance more iconic than that one.
Yeah, if you're a new ARMY, go back and watch that Idol performance from 2018, Melon.
Yeah.
Like, Damn.
Incredible. So much Korean culture well represented in that entire performance.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just perfect to be for Idol because that song had that all in and throughout the music video and visuals as well. So anyways, congratulations, BTS, on all of your awards
BTS
at Melon and at
Army.
Mama.
We're so proud. We're so happy. Well deserved. I hope they're enjoying their break. Before we conclude this episode, we felt like we had to briefly talk about these GQ Korea magazine covers for all of the members.
Listen.
I mean, we have to talk about it.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I just, like, this is another thing of, like, I cannot catch my breath.
Namjoon is not just kneeling on a pillow. Okay, he's fucking straddling a pillow in a suit with his hands in his pockets with, like, his chin turned down a little bit at you. He just looks so fucking fine. Oh, my God.
He's literally straddling a pillow.
Literally. Like, I mean,
enough said.
It's right enough there. Visuals. You know, that's all I need. It's incredible. Damn.
Jin also looks fantastic because he's just like in a traditional suit with like suit and tie, but he's leaning up against a wall with his head tilted back and his whole larynx out, like looking perfect, worldwide handsome as always. And
classic.
It's also like a black and white photo shot. So like, damn.
Don't even get me started on Yoongi. Oh my God. Because like the lighting in this one is like that soft, warm glow lighting, and his like posture, like the pose that he's in, he's kind of leaning back and he just looks so fucking cool.
It's
and
the way, posture for me.
Yeah.
Like how cool he looks.
Swagger. And the way that the light is hitting his face and his hairstyle, he just looks so fine. So hot. So good.
Yeah. And the comma haircut, the forehead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. His hand. Where it is, I don't know. All right. Anyway, so J-Hope, oh, he looks like an ice prince here, like with like how blue his outfit is. And it looks like he's taking off a jacket or he's putting the jacket on. And so you get to see like just this blue contrast. And I think he might have like some contacts in, but he just looks stunning.
Yeah.
His hair is piecey. Mm. His visuals are just like really pulling through on this one. Like he just looks gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Jimin and his duality is just at full force in his cover shot because he has like the black hair Jimin going on, the perfect face looking handsome and beautiful all at once. And then at the same time, he's like squishing his cheeks with his hand. So it was just cute at the same time. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to believe.
It's double duality simultaneously.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like all at the same time.
Killing me.
Yeah. For Taeyang, he's got like a white beret on. He's got like a full white suit with a white. The undershirt that he has is like a see-through white turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
He looks so high fashion to me.
Look at his eyebrow.
Strong eyebrow. Strong neck. Strong jawline. Like, I think he's clearly one of the most handsome people on this planet ever to exist. In the history of the world.
It's like, true.
This is why people, I think, go to BTS concerts is just to like solidify that they're real people.
Yeah,
like, these are actual people.
Yeah, be validated.
This is not my imagination that I've created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm lucky because I get to talk about Jungkook. Oh, my fucking God. This picture of Jungkook.
How to break this down?
How?
I don't know.
Like, every single element is, like, the maximum amount of, like, hotness that it could possibly be. Like, the haircut, like, the smoky, like, steel gray hair with the undercut. And it's PC and kama-y and sexy. And then the fucking eyebrow piercing and the
that
lip piercing.
That fucking bar of his eyebrow. I'm like, God damn it.
Damn it. And then the row of, like, ear piercings, too. I mean, like, emo daddy in a black, skin-tight motherfucking turtleneck with the chest fully out, like he is busting at the seams.
He really is.
Mean, and all of this happening from like a downward glare at the camera, mm-hmm. like where he is looking down on us. I mean, oh my God, Jungkook. Yeah,
and he has like these gray contacts in too. He looks like he's from the future. Like he
fucking
looks from
Chaco Seven Fates.
I kid you not, it's the Chaco Seven Fates slash like he's just from another realm.
Yeah.
Like he's from another universe that we don't know about. Like,
oh, I'm not. I tell you how so I'm not ready for this like new chapter.
I know.
I can't because they're bulky and beefy. We barely survived the concert in LA seeing how fucking massive they are now. Uh-huh. Like we're getting these visuals. Mm-mm. No.
And they're mature. That's you. I'm just like, no.
And they're mature. Like,
why do you have to be my age?
Why does it have to be a new chapter? Like, I just feel like this new chapter is going to be like, they're full-ass grown men. They're hotter. They're sexier. Die. Like, just
here's
take...
some Korean culture. Fuck. I'm telling you that Hallyu wave, we're on it. We're fully on it.
We are fully on it.
It made me think of like the British Invasion, you know, like the Beatles and the Who and the
Korean
Rolling Stones.
Soft power.
This is really the Hallyu, that wave, that mm-hmm. Korean wave.
It's Mama going to be in the United States within the next few years.
Yeah. Mama. I mean, you talk about like even K-dramas and Squid Game. Mm-hmm. It's just all up and coming. And it's not even up and coming. It's been happening for a while.
Yeah.
It's just like America.
Becoming mainstream.
Yeah. America's taken a while to warm up to it.
Definitely. Oh, I'm glad we got to do that fangirling here at the end of this episode.
Okay, with the Instagram accounts and the fucking GQ magazine covers.
It's been too much. That's what I'm saying.
It's been overwhelming.
They're on break, but we are not. Mm-hmm. We're breaking down. Oh, my gosh. Well, we really hope that you Iconics enjoyed this episode. We definitely did. We had fun talking with you. We hope to see you guys at the Iconic Hangout next Monday, where we can talk with you more about what you think about the contents of this episode or anything else going on with BTS right now and your opportunity to connect live with other Iconics who want to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Allie, Nate, Cecily, and Crystal. We love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your support. And of course, if you enjoyed this episode and you want to support us and you want to donate to Live Free 999, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS. Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.